The federal watchdog released its first report on hospice care in the United States last week, and it had some troubling findings. More than 80% of the hospice facilities surveyed had at least one deficiency. That includes things like poor care planning or mismanagement of aid services. And close to 20% had what was called a serious deficiency that the agency said could jeopardize the health and safety of patients. Jean Erickson is a program assistant with the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups. She's previously a geriatric nurse for over 25 years. Jean, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to be here.
Before we dig into the results of this finding, some people I'm sure are very familiar with hospice, some less so. Could you just tell us what hospice does?
Absolutely. So hospice is considered an agency that provides care to terminally ill persons who have a life expectancy of 6 to 12 months. Now, this can be done in a person's home, or it can be done in another setting, such as an assisted living or a nursing home itself. A difference between palliative care and curative is really important to understand hospice. Palliative is treating symptoms and situations as they currently are present. Curative would be treatments that would try to cure a disease or an ailment.
Now, that takes us to this finding. Were you surprised by the number of facilities that had deficiencies and one in five or so had serious deficiencies?
Well, interesting, because I was reading it from the lens of a nurse. And so from geriatric nurse and going through audits on a yearly basis for over 25 years, that didn't surprise me. What concerned me was the number that had the conditional deficiencies, which are more serious.
So it might be, in many of these cases, this is we didn't meet the bureaucratic requirements for some of these lesser deficiencies?
It could very well be. And you listed some of the reasons why there were deficiencies. And how I was reading it is I was taking a little step back and thinking about what are the situations that may be in those treatment centers. Is there a shortage of staff? Is there other things that are happening, nurses working longer hours that might have caused? Because a deficiency can be as simple as not signing off something. And so they can be very, very minor, but they're still there no matter what.
And you mentioned conditional deficiency. Is that something that has you worried? What would that
look
like?
Well, a conditional deficiency is going to be something that is going to be more life-threatening and that could result in maybe that center or that facility actually having to close down temporarily to be able to get that justified. It could mean that a patient's life was put in more danger than what it is for the purpose that it is there.
Talking to Jean Erickson with the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups about a new report looking at hospice facilities around the country, finding a variety of deficiencies at many of those. Pulling even further back, Jean, what is the funding situation at hospice care facilities around the country? Do we have enough resources going into these to avoid these deficiencies in the first place?
Well, many of the facilities are going to be either just state-funded, which would be your Medicaid, with some Medicare supplementation, or they can be predominantly Medicare. There are some places that are private-funded, and those facilities were not the ones that were listed in this survey.
Right. These are the ones that Medicare is connected to in some
Medicare
way.
And Medicaid were the agencies that they were looking at. It's safe to say, I believe the number was that they looked at 4,593 hospice agencies across the country. We have 85 in Wisconsin, but during the time of this study, only 73, which means maybe we had 8 new ones come in. So 73 were surveyed and were found to have deficiencies over at least one deficiency over that 5-year period. So numbers are, I think, a little bit low for hospice care, actually.
Is there enough staffing for hospice care? I've heard in a number of health professions, whether it's certified nurse assistants or different kinds of nursing, we don't have enough to go around. Is that this situation in hospice?
It is, actually. Hospice takes a very certain type of persons to be able to do it and stay with it and do it effectively and for the best for the patient. It's hard work, and it's a physical drain and it's emotional drain. Nursing right now is at a shortage. Nursing for the faster-paced hospitals, emergency rooms, surgical are finding an uptick right now of people that want to go into that field. End-of-life care, nursing home, which is definitely a much harder physical job is not finding that. The other thing that we have going on is there's a lot of controversy and conversation about what are the proper training hours for, say, for example, certified nurses' aides. So if somebody is not getting the right amount of hours that they need for training, they're not going to feel competent in what they are doing. They're going to feel overwhelmed. They're going to leave the field. And that, unfortunately, is what we're seeing happen.
Now, this is outside the scope of the national report, but from in your understanding, do we have enough hospice availability to meet the need here in Wisconsin?
Well, I was looking over all of the different agencies and the different counties that they actually do cover. We have 85 different hospice agencies that are actually operated by, I believe it's 68 agencies operate those 85. All of our counties are covered, and some of our counties have multiple agencies within them. I am looking that possibly in some of the more rural areas, there's going to be more of a shortage. In our bigger urban areas of the cities, there definitely seems to be enough facilities for care.
When it comes to quality and the deficiencies that you would view as important, ones we really need to address, what would be some of the ways we could tackle those and make sure our hospice is as good as it can be?
I think that one of the things that we can do is take a look at how are we promoting people going into different fields and what kind of a price, if we want to say that, and I don't mean dollars, I mean recognition that we give to people who are looking at different fields, such as end-of-life care. Instead of putting that as a secondary position, let's say that that's something that's really important. And for the families that are trying to make that decision of do we put somebody into the hands of a hospice agency or do we find another means, it's important to have quality people that are going to be taking care of loved ones.
Now, what kind of stakeholders would need to take the lead on that and giving respect to end-of-life care as a profession?
From my opinion, it starts very much with those who are working with students. So you've got your social workers, your guidance counselors, really talking about nursing and what nursing might look like. And not just the fast-paced ones, but what it can be. Giving recognition to those who have been in the field for a while and allowing them to maybe come in and talk. The other stakeholders are your hospitals, your nursing homes, your skilled facility nursing homes, and your assisted livings. They have a big part in this. They can step up and make the job be important by improving the wages, improving the working conditions so people will want to come in. That will also help families who have to make this decision look at their facilities differently because they'll be able to see a quality.
Now, you went into geriatric nursing a few decades ago,
I guess.
I mean, was that, did people look at you and say, why are you going into that? Was that viewed as a weird decision in nursing?
Absolutely. Why would you possibly want to be doing that? Because there was the stigma about all that you would be doing is just taking care of the most basic of needs for those patients. That isn't what it is. But yes, it was a long time ago when I had started off as an emergency room nurse and went into nursing home.
Has that stigma changed at all since you went into the field?
A little bit, but not very much. It's still hard to get people to take a look at nursing home and want to stay in it and hospice care in that end-of-life stage as something that we really can make a career out of this.
Now, for families in a stage in their lives where they're thinking about hospice care for a loved one, what kind of things should they be weighing? What goes into that decision of whether to and then where to?
It's such a personal decision, and it's a very, very difficult decision. And sometimes you have family members who are on both sides, so they really have to try to come together. Now, the report said that there wasn't anything listed in the survey to be able to allow people to actually go in and check on deficiencies of the nursing of the facilities for hospice. That's not the case in Wisconsin. You can go onto the website of the Wisconsin Division of Health and you can search under hospice. You can come up with a full directory of all of the hospice agencies. You can search them by county and then you can search them by their surveys. I just pulled a random one up to see. It was the first one on the list to see how it was done and how easy it is. You, if there is a deficiency, it will tell you exactly what the deficiency is. It will tell you if the plan of care was met. It will tell you the corrections outlined as they were done. So a family member living, say, up in northern Wisconsin has an opportunity to look at the site, look at the places, and then go in and see, is this someplace where we would like to have mom and dad or our loved ones?
And finally, some advice maybe for loved ones to advocate for their relative who's in hospice care to make sure that those important details don't get overlooked.
So the important thing with hospice is really being a part of the plan of care. And a family member should not be afraid or hesitant to ask about what is that plan of care that is for my mother or whoever the family member is. That's one of the areas of highest of deficiencies. Families have a right to have a part of that. They should ask about it. And if it's not being met, they should very definitely call them out on it.
Jean, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
That was Jean Erickson, program assistant with the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups, a former geriatric nurse. She was with us today to talk about hospice care after a federal report showed 20% of hospice facilities that receive Medicare funding had a deficiency serious enough that it could risk the health or safety of patients.